Greetings. This is Max Freedom Long, again speaking. There has been some uncertainty about how to conduct the class meetings. Also, there have been questions as to how to begin a healing circle. Now let us see if I can give you a little idea of what the successful groups have been doing. If new applicants for class membership come in, be sure to see that they have heard all the tapes and know what it is all about before inviting them to attend classes. Otherwise, they will be confused, and if you stop to make explanations for them, the work of the class will be very badly interrupted. Don't let the new people mix with the ones who have been going. Get them seasoned ahead of time by themselves. The ideal meeting can begin with the playing of a tape lecture. If the old ones are needed to be reviewed, play them. Or if a new lecture is at hand, play that. But lacking a tape lecture, a chapter from one of my books can be selected in advance to be read at the meeting, and some member appointed to have the selection made and to do the reading. After a tape lecture or a reading, the meeting can be thrown open for discussion. The discussion will be the material of the lecture or of the reading material. A leader should be put in charge and should hold a watch on each person who gets up to speak, holding everyone down to not more than 5 minutes unless what is being said is very interesting or valuable and the class calls for suspension of the time rule for the speaker. Keep to discussions on HUNA and close related matters, and don't let some member begin to hold the floor and expound other ideas. Many groups have been broken up by some long-winded individual who expounds some other ideas and bores the whole class. These classes are not yet far enough along with HUNA to begin a survey of other beliefs and religions, world beliefs and religions. Those can come later in the discussions. Stick closely to HUNA for a while, and later comparisons will be in order. But don't forget the order of the various religions and the comparisons you will make of them later on. Well-organized studies of this kind are most informative, and with animated discussions, the class interest will be kept going. People like to have something to do with the meeting. They like to have their say, and it keeps the interest going. Try to make a time schedule, if you can, for your meeting, and keep to it. Some classes and groups write that they become so interested that they do not end their meetings in the laughter after midnight. An hour and a half is not too long for a lively meeting in which interest holds, while an hour is much too long for a dull session. After the lecture or reading, the general discussion period, classes seem to do well to take up a meditation period. This will allow the minds to quiet down after the discussions, especially if you have a heated discussion, and help get the members ready to go from the meditation period into the practice which is needed to develop a good healing circle. For this takes practice, the healing circle does, and results cannot be expected in a large way until the circle is well practiced and seasoned and has learned the togetherness of intimate working conditions, oneness of purpose. The practice of meditation is very old. It might be called a way of bringing the mind and the thoughts of both the middle and the low selves into a single beam, and then working to combine that beam and to focus it. And incidentally, a pause to accumulate a little surcharge of mana is a great help if one finds the mind wandering or churning on some line of thought which one wishes to lay aside, at least for the period taken up by the meditation. A very old and interesting set of instructions for meditation may be found in the Yoga Aphorisms of Patanjali, or Patanjali, as I often have heard it called. I have never been sure whether this author's name is down in Sanskrit or some other language of India. And if it isn't in Sanskrit or in the Pali or something, if any of you know how to pronounce it correctly, let me know. Patanjali, as I called it when I was first studying theosophy with an old English friend of mine, has much to say about meditation methods and the good things to be gained through it, through them. But he really begins his instructions by saying that, and let me quote from the Judge translation, "Perfection in meditation comes from persevering devotion to the Supreme Soul." I've always liked that aphorism, liked it very much. But for our class purposes, it would be well to add that the subject of devotion, that Supreme Soul, is the utterly trustworthy parental spirit pair, the high self, the Aumakua of the kahunas. Would you meditate on love? Very well. That is a marvelous thing upon which to meditate. But to get the heart and essence of the meditation, let it be the love which is one of the great factors in the beingness of the high self, father, mother. That is, the love that they know and express. That is the perfect love. It is the perfect love that the male and female middle selves attain for each other to be able to make the final union and to meet and blend into the one self, even when retaining individuality and individual identity to a great extent. Here's a mystery and a beauty, good for almost endless meditation periods. But from that love that made graduation from the middle self state into that of the high self, we must come down step by slow step to draw the values of the meditation to our level, where we can make gradual use of them. Contemplate the perfect love of the high self for its lesser part, for us. It loves us. We of the middle and the low selves, who are its children, and make up part of the trine team, the three-self triune team. We are vastly loved, and even if we are bad, we are still loved and tolerated and yearned over. We are given time to learn our lessons and to do better. From this step down another step to begin to count all the ways you can about learning to love, to imitate the perfect loving of the father, mother. I could go on to this topic and the need that we have to learn to love our mates, our children, our neighbors, and our own low self. The perfect love between the father and mother, high self halves, which has been found in union, that union that has drawn them together through this perfect love, is the most important meditation seed for us to use. The old term seed was used for the ideas of the meditator. He chose an idea, and from that seed he developed the thought. He grew something. It was a seed. We meditate and think and imagine ourselves imitating the high self, so that the seed grows to be more perfect love between the mates here on this level. That's the mental level, and on the physical level. We must learn as best we can to be perfect lovers. There are many seed thoughts for meditation. Name any virtue, and it is to be found in its perfect form in the high selves. Ponder justice, generosity, strength, forgiveness, sympathy, service, tolerance, anything that may come to mind. But always move in your meditations to the perfect expression of the element by the high self, and then down to the three-self team. And that in all the preaching of the courses and religions about the need for integration, there is no mystery for the Huna student in that. Integration is nothing more nor less than learning to work properly as a member of one's three-self team. The high self will help us as we grow and aspire to perfect our virtues. In our turn, we middle selves must help the low self to understand and to live the hurtless and kindly life, and do its greatly important part in working with us, the middle selves, and with the father, mother, high self. One can sometimes meditate on the opposites of the virtues, such as hate, greed, and envy. But in doing this, we must think of the perfections of the high self and realize how far beyond these it has grown, and how far away, in our terms, we must be from learning the perfection. Beauty of form, color, sound, smell, taste, touch, all these things touched by the senses, the six senses, may be meditated upon, and the perfection of each assigned to the blessed alma cuas. Then, when we have spread the feast, we of the lesser man can partake of it and try to learn to express in our own lives the beauty we have assigned to the high selves, the goodness, and enjoy it as best we can. Not for ourselves alone, but to enjoy and share and make enjoyment possible also for others. Sharing is service. We meditate on the command of no hurt, to see that is no sin, and then we meditate upon service because we serve in order to be served. Meditation is like learning the multiplication tables, only on a vaster, higher level. Each time of meditation helps us to learn more perfectly the 2 times 2 and the 8 times 12 of living the life in which our integration, our teamwork, is perfected, so that we can do and live and be the good things on the level of the middle and the low self. We imitate always the perfection of all of these items that we see in the high self. We gradually become skilled in the use of the multiplication tables of the perfections, and in doing so we discover our mistakes and correct our solutions in our daily problems. There is a reward which comes often to those who meditate frequently on the perfections of the high self and who try to clean out from themselves the imperfections which will become apparent. This reward often comes unexpectedly during meditation or near the end of a meditation period. The mind seems suddenly to stand still, and one finds oneself standing face to face with the high self. One suddenly feels one with the high self for a moment. This is something to be experienced and understood perfectly. Words cannot describe the sensation or the wonder or the beauty of it. The veil is momentarily drawn back, and one stands flooded in the perfect and wondrous love which only the high self can know. We make ourselves ready slowly. We become expectant, and we meditate on perfect patience. And one day we are able to stand in the light and are momentarily taken into the arms of the Father Mother. The soiled face and the weary heart are bathed in grace, and the feeling of being alone is wiped away as a tear from a tired cheek. Love opens all doors. Meditation periods may be opened and helped by some physical thing, like the sound or smell or the sense of some physical posture. These things are physical stimuli. They are intended to help train the low self on its physical level. If a theme song or recording of simple melodious chording on a piano or organ can be provided and used, the playing of music for a short beginning period will trigger the reaction sooner or later of the low self and throw it into the proper mood. And when it is in the proper mood, the middle self also will be. The sound of a melodious small bell struck a few times at slow intervals has been used in temples down the ages. And today we make the mistake of ringing our church bells and forgetting what they were originally intended to do for a meditation period of the worshipers. For meditation is worship. It is worship of the highest thing the mind can grasp, the high self. And if we feel that we should adore the universal consciousness of God, we may be very sure that if there is a need for our worship of gods or God higher than the high self, that worship will be passed on as a part of our adoration, and we should have no worry about that. A pinch of familiar incense on a flame or charcoal will also trigger the low self. Many things have been used in the past. Churches have used sound, smell, and the taste of something sipped or eaten only on those occasions, as the bread and wine of the communion service. Pictures have been used, and the drawing aside of the curtain to give a quick view of a lovely colored painted slab or a picture of some sort. Postures have long been used, kneeling, clasping the hands before a bowed head for prayer, the making of the sign of the cross. In yoga, many postures were used. Special rhythms of breathing or periods of holding the breath were used. But we simplify. If we use the things that are at the end of the music, and then the incense begins to leave the air, we make ourselves firmly comfortable in an easy position in a chair, and when the mood is attained, the low self will have stopped its flow of ideas and memories and anticipation, and will be ready to recall the memories which we have accumulated of in our lives of beauty, justice, goodness. We begin to assign to the high self and to draw down to absorb in our own lesser lives. A leader in meditations may be helpful in announcing the thing to be meditated upon, and it is well to set a time for the unit and to have the leader watch the time and perhaps tap lightly with his pencil when the time is up, when then slowly announce the next topic. Perhaps experience will tell how long a period should be used. It may be 3 or 4 or 5 or even 10 minutes. Try various lengths in your class for the meditation periods and decide what you find is best. Advanced groups may be able to meditate for half an hour, but beginners should try 3 or 4 short periods and use up no more than 15 minutes. The low self may be new to the work and may tire and go off bug hunting despite your best efforts to hold its thought on the things which you are meditating upon, on the virtues you are going to use as seeds. I have seen meditation periods in which the leaders speak constantly with hardly a pause to allow the listeners to begin to meditate on their own. I am not sure that this is a good thing, or that it really promotes the kind of meditation that leads to the final reward. Following the meditation period, the group should be ready, if it ever is to be made ready, to form a healing circle and to draw close to the blessed high selves of the members of the circle and to pool the mana of the whole circle and to strengthen with it the healing prayers. A healing circle is not difficult to form. Most of us have some natural healing power, and combined into a circle, this is multiplied. This is largely something on the low self level. It is the healing power of love and courage and understanding used by the mother when she kisses away the hurts of the child. And make no mistake, there is mana flowing there when the mother kisses the child, and there is the thought form of the healed condition which goes from the low self of the mother to the low self of the child, and pulls it out of its mood of pain and hopelessness and sets it to work courageously, that is, its low self, to mend the break. The hurt feelings also come in for mending, and they need it. The meditation just before healing might be well made on compassion, for it goes with love, and the very touch of the mother is filled with healing desire. Faith is a necessary element in healing, but one cannot force faith. It comes by degrees, as it is seen that the circle is able to heal more and more, more cases. Practice is the first order of the day. Let the circle form and practice so that skill comes, and that will be followed by the needed faith. For a beginning, the circle should select a member to act as leader. That is your healing circle. The person needing healing may be one in the circle and should be given a chair and put in the center of the circle. Members then stand in a circle with little fingers touching, the little fingers touching, and when the mana is accumulated, the whole hand can be used to clasp the next hand to it. In a report from one experienced circle, I was told that after the mana accumulation had become well started, the clasped hands that were firmly clasped became more firmly clasped. They seemed to vibrate in some way as the power built up. When the hands vibrate to a certain extent, then they know that they are charged and are ready to make their attempt to heal. The first thing to be done is to find out what is to be healed or treated, whether it is health or circumstances or conditions, social tangles. If at first the circle is embarrassed by having a live and present person there to wait and to be treated, an absent person can be worked on. The signature or a picture of a person is to be used and may be brought by anyone of the circle into the circle. And the ACA thread that is attached to all signatures or photographs, that is signatures written in ink, pencil signatures are not very good, may be picked up by each member of the circle. And they will have a contact then with the person at the other end, the person who wrote the signature or whose picture it is. This is the same contact that is made when we were doing a psychometric analysis and readings were made with a little practice. Each contact can be made more easily. Even if the readings are not as easy after the contact is established, for some, it is easier for others. Often there is a tiny sensation in the pit of the stomach as the contact is completed. The thing to be treated is to be made known to all, and if it is vague, then clear it by discussions. Take time to talk things over and agree just what is wanted and what the prayer picture should be like, so that similar prayer pictures can be made mentally by each in the circle and sent to the high selves. It may be well for the leader to begin the session by asking aloud that the highest selves of all of the circle unite to take part in the healing work that is about to be undertaken. Remember that Hunafellas are experimenting and learning and researching. They are still research fellows. Try anything that seems to give promise of better working methods or better results. After the decision is reached as to what picture is to be made, of what corrected condition, and all have it well in mind, ready to recall when the prayer itself is to be made, the circle should form and fingers should be touched all around, and the longer and slower breathing begun to accumulate mana. At first, each can go in his own way for a period, say up to a minute and a half, while the accumulation goes. Later on, when the circle begins to act more like a unit, the breathing can be done for the same length of time, in unison, even with the leader counting softly to set the rhythm in, out, in, out. The heartbeat count is good, but there are no definite rules to follow. Mana can be accumulated in many ways if the intention is held to guide the low self and set it into action. When mana has been accumulated, the leader can give time, 3 minutes may be about right, to allow each member of the circle to try to make contact with his own high self, not 3 minutes per person, but 3 minutes for the whole group, and then each person try to make contact with his own high self, send the flow of vital force to it, and then the prayer picture with the mana, the mental picture of the desired or healed condition. The sick condition should not be allowed to contaminate the picture by being thought of at the same time. The circle, then, having made the individual approach for the healing effort, can touch hands if the clasped hands have not been retained, and a further accumulation of mana can be made, taking a little longer this time to be sure that you have plenty, and perhaps the hands will show the pulsation when the charge is large enough. When members agree quietly that they feel the mana accumulation is high, the leader then should voice a prayer which should mentally be followed by all in the circle. He might say something like this: "We are now reaching out to make contact with our high selves who are with us in this circle. Also the high self of the one who is to be helped." A pause of a few seconds should be made here to allow all to reach out mentally to make the high self contact. We now send mana to the high selves. All of us are sending, sending, sending. A pause and silence for a few seconds. Now we are all seeing this picture of the healed condition. We are seeing John Smith completely well and strong and comfortable and happy. We send this picture with more mana, and we give thanks that the seed picture of the healed and perfect condition is accepted by the high selves and is being made real on the physical and mental level. We give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks. Our prayer action is completed. With that, the circle could let go of hands if they are still clasped and relax. There should be a few moments at least, even with a well-seasoned circle, to rest and to relax between taking up the next person or the next need, which will be treated by the circle. The same general procedure can be handled with living persons seated in the center of the circle. In some religious circles, healing practices are such that the hands are laid on the ones in the center to be healed, but this is not necessary. Later on, we will consider the kahuna methods of the ka-la, that is K-A-L-A, or cleansing, which can sometimes be arranged to make the candidate for healing ready and open for the healing and open to the high self. It makes the low self feel as well as the middle self that it has done something to deserve help. The people who have done nothing and still hold their little guilts and know that they have done things that have hurt others and have not made amends very often have a blocked path to the high self so that they cannot be healed or helped greatly. The giving of thanks for the healing is always a good idea, and it helps keep the prayer picture from being contaminated. One does not say, "Please accept this picture of John Smith's blind eyes being healed." Keep the trouble out of the picture and avoid having the contaminated seed go to the high self. Now let us turn to other things. We might say in passing that after the end of the healing is done, after you've treated the cases for the evening, you can do anything that the group still finds time to do, which is to do discussions, refreshments, or a general consultation in which different ones may ask questions and to see what answers can be obtained. If the books are available, those will often help you to answer things that are brought up as questions. If the group has been together long enough to listen to the seven lectures which have gone ahead, by now it most likely will have dwindled down to become much smaller. A group of the 20 very often comes down to a matter of 7 or 8. Huna is hard to grasp by those who have a psychometric analysis degree reading of under 330 degrees. And the great majority of people have readings below this level, sad to say. For this reason, I wish to congratulate those of you who have been able to grasp the meaning and the significance of the ancient Huna system and who are still with the class or group and are eager to press forward to gain more insight into the system, to learn to use it better and better through steady practice. For practice is the thing that makes perfect. It is the needed thing. In the great drama of the New Testament, Jesus, who spoke as the lesser man, or very often as the high self with its great wisdom, said, "Many are chosen, but few are called." I see I've got that wrong. Many are called, but few are chosen. There, that is better. In another place in the gospel drama, he spoke of those who could not grasp and accept the inner teaching as perhaps the lost sheep. But then he spoke of the elect. The elect were the ones who could grasp it. Paul, who was not a disciple and who believed the drama to be history, made the great natural mistake in his missionary work of teaching that God had elected or chosen only certain people. And these certain people were to be saved. They were elected to partake of salvation. But the rest had no chance. They were all outsiders. But of course, later on, he found this limitation hampered his work very much. And so the non-Jews and the various ones who were not elect were allowed to come into the churches. The inner or coded teachings of the drama are clear enough in the matter of who is and who is not elected or chosen. The Gospels, when translated into the original language in which they must have been written, something like the Hawaiian, gave us the parable of the sower, the story of the good seed which was scattered in the sowing. Now, seed in the code is the prayer picture, which is made by visualizing the thing desired. It is a picture made because the one making it is able to understand Huna and the Huna method of making effective prayer. We have here the evidence that those who are not able to understand will not make the seeds. They cannot. So those who can are of the elect. The parable goes on to say that some seeds fell on stony ground and sprouted, but the first blast of heat and dryness withered them, and they died for lack of moisture. Moisture is the manna needed by the high self to water the prayer seeds. The stony or rocky soil is, in the code, anything fixed and hard as a stone, or as the minds of people which are stony. They have accepted some religion or some non-religious set of beliefs, the scientific attitude, if you will, and have frozen the ideas into stone. Thereafter, their minds are closed absolutely against all things that are different, all different ideas. And for these, when Huna comes along, they cannot even consider it and draw sane conclusions about it. So they cannot possibly belong to the elect. If you are able to grasp Huna and have a mind not made of stone, and if you are able to assimilate the new ideas of Huna, and see how rational they are, see that rational value, then you are of the elect, and I congratulate you. Be of good cheer, little flock. The light is with us, we might say. Letters and reports have come in to tell me what classes and groups are doing or thinking and saying. I want to dwell for a moment on the question one class member asked as to whether or not we are required as fellows of the Huna Fellowship to believe everything offered about there being three selves, Akka threads, Akka cords, mana, spirits, and things of every sort. The answer is, of course not. All that is required is the self-promise to live the hurtless and kindly life as nearly as possible and try to be kind and helpful. If anyone insists on kicking his grandmother every time she comes to his home to visit him, that, of course, excludes him. Hurting is the thing done or left undone with the full knowledge that there will be hurt resulting. Parents often have to be firm with wayward children, but this firmness must be administered with love and the intention of helping, not hurting. If we let temper get the best of us and spat Junior a few times more than he deserves, that is not according to the law of non-hurt. Junior must be trained to act like a human being instead of an animal. But in the process, he must also be given the feeling that he is not being unjustly punished. And if he gets that feeling, he may come to hate you. Remember that in giving up the dogmatic rituals of old and often warped and foolish versions of religion, one is not committing a sin. No hurt is done to another person, and one cannot hurt God or the high self, both being entirely beyond the reach of hurt when it is from the low or middle self man. The high self can be very sorry, very sad, because we do the wrong things, because we do not progress, but it cannot be hurt. We cannot sin against it. And what then are we to believe? One can safely use one's reasoning powers in making an approach to Huna. You may be able to reason about the dogmas of other religions and still not accept them. But if you reason about Huna, very often you can accept the Huna beliefs. They are reasonable. The belief in the three selves is something which stops the unreasoning. But if considered with all the arguments pro and con, the three wins out against the concept of the one-self man, the Pauline dogma of soul, in the outer version of Christianity, as it has come down to us through its many changes into its present rather amazing form. Three selves are as modern as the atom and the electron. The subconscious was the great discovery of modern psychology. The superconscious, or high self, is the great discovery of all ages in Huna and those religions which had at some time a contact with Huna. The dual concept of mana as a good or light self and a dark and wicked self is not found except in a few ancient religions. It isn't good enough. The half of the world is not good and half is not bad, and that is not logical. It's not for us. The need to go through the low self and its mechanism of the shadowy or akka cord to get contact with the high self stops many people. They have prayed always directly to God, to Jesus, or to the saints, and they feel that they can't give up the idea that they can go straight to headquarters with their prayers. The akka cord and the low self and its part in making the Huna type prayer will stand close scrutiny and the application of reason. It is reasonable, and it has the great advantage of offering an explanation for the fact that most prayers supposedly made directly to the higher something prayed to get no results. It is reasonable for one to withhold judgment long enough to give the Huna method a careful testing. These are abstract things, and the people who have psychometric analysis degrees less than the 330 standing have difficulty, as a rule, in grasping abstractions. They have to be able to feel or see or touch, even in their imagination, anything in which they are to believe fully. I am reminded of the time in a game of charades, which is being played by some of my young cousins. One side was acting out the charade of a giraffe, long neck, long front legs, short hind legs, small tail, little horns, everything. The opposite side could not guess what it was and finally had to be told it was a giraffe. One very small cousin became indignant. "I don't believe there is any such animal," she cried. "I never saw any." This applies to spirits and extrasensory perception and all the things now neatly classified in the budding science of psychic science, as Dr. Nandor Fodor called it. Most of us have never seen ourselves outside the flesh or had the experience or have seen a spirit or contacted one, good, bad, or indifferent. Many have never attended a spiritualistic seance where a medium has worked. The majority of people have never heard of apports, clairvoyance, materializations, all those things of the seance room which have been studied by the scientists of the early days who formed the Psycho Research Society. Many, of course, have never seen the atom or the electron either. And still, we have good evidence that they are real and that they exist and that they play their parts in the intricate scheme of life and being. In passing, may I say that in the shadow bodies of people and things, in the force of the manas, in the Hindu concept of consciousness, we have the only set of 10 elements ever evolved or identified which would explain the things that are known to us to have happened repeatedly in the science rooms and in psycho research testing. Science is still baffled by these things and, lacking Huna, has no explanation of any kind to offer. I have been asked about the use of affirmations. affirmations are something that we have inherited more or less from New Thought and the related religion of science religions. Christian science, religious science, all of the various ones have used the affirmation idea. In my little book, Growing into Light, I have given a few of my affirmations that I have written down in the past and have used and developed. Let me read one from page 81 for you. I believe that love is the law and the life and the working force on the level of the Father, Mother. I believe that when I go before them in prayer, I must empty myself of all destructive emotions and thoughts which prevent me from vibrating in tune with love on each of the three levels, that of the high self, that of the low self, and that of my middle self. I affirm that in the Mother I can find a love even greater and more forgiving than that of any earthly mother. I believe that in the Father I can find a wisdom and tolerance and understanding such as no earthly father could give. I shall daily go to the utterly trustworthy parental spirit pair with my gift of mana and my picture of the good things desired. I believe that if I ask for these things dedicated and dictated by love of those about me, I shall in no way transgress the law of love, and that my prayers will be answered. I believe that the Father Mother will know what is about to happen in the world about me and will, when I ask them to do so, plan ahead in the wisest possible manner to help me to bring about the things best for my threefold man. I give thanks for all the good things that have come to me and for all of the good things which I know the high selves are creating for me and which in due time will appear in my future. I give thanks for the knowledge of the high self which I am absorbing day by day and which will cause my low self to accept what I now believe and to fall into step as we go forward together toward a full contact and daily cooperation between our three selves. The primary use of the affirmation is to convince the low self that certain things, certain facts are true. We have to watch what we feed to the low self, what we teach it, and the affirmation, if it is properly made of the things that are good for the low self to learn, will help it to grow in faith and in strength and to learn to help us in all of its activities. And now, for this time, my aloha.